this is Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Does your farm or ranch have 20 or fewer employees? Is it structured as a corporation, LLC, or have you filed registration paperwork with the Secretary of State? In 2021, Congress passed a law called the Corporate Transparency Act, aiming to prevent financial crimes by revealing the identities of corporation owners. In many states, forming a company is as simple as filing a document with the Secretary of State, and many legal entities, like limited liability companies, offer privacy to their owners. Amid growing concerns over foreign business acquisitions, Congress sought a way to expose anonymous legal entities. While the law's intentions may have been well-meaning, honest farmers and ranchers are now subject to the Corporate Transparency Act's requirements. The law requires that any corporation, LLC, or other legal entity with 20 or fewer employees must file beneficial ownership information with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, also known as FinCEN, a division of the United States Department of Treasury. This filing identifies who owns or controls the company. Compliance with the law is crucial, as failing to file reports can result in penalties. The reports to FinCEN must include basic identifying information about individuals with beneficial ownership, which is defined as anyone who owns over 25% of the company, has significant influence over its operations, or receives substantial benefits from its assets. Recent legal developments have added uncertainty to these requirements. On December 3rd, the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Texas issued a preliminary injunction halting enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act. The government appealed on December 23rd, and FinCEN set a January 13th reporting deadline. However, on December 26th, the U.S. Fifth Circuit upheld the injunction, temporarily blocking the act and again granting producers a reprieve from filing beneficial ownership information. Given these evolving rulings, consult your attorney and tax professional to understand the act's impact and determine the best course of action for your operation. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website, sdcattlemen.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or X. I'm Warren Simmons, reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. It's up to us.